The year was 1937, and America was still reeling from the Great Depression. Amid this economic uncertainty, a book emerged that would forever change how people thought about wealth creation. Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich wasn't just another get-rich-quick scheme. It was the culmination of 25 years studying the world's most successful individuals. What made this work revolutionary was Hill's central premise, that the path to riches begins not with external circumstances, but within the human mind. This wasn't just philosophical musing. Hill's research involved direct access to titans like Andrew Carnegie, Thomas Edison, Henry Ford, and over 500 other extraordinarily successful individuals. The book has since sold over 100 million copies worldwide and continues to influence business leaders, entrepreneurs, and self-development enthusiasts today. Even modern billionaires like Damon John and Barbara Corcoran cite it as transformative to their success journeys. What makes the Prosperity Bible particularly powerful is how it combines Hill's masterpiece with other seminal works on wealth consciousness from authors like Wallace Wattles, Charles Honnell, and Florence Scovel Shinn. Together, these writings form a comprehensive philosophy of abundance that has stood the test of time, offering readers a roadmap to prosperity that begins with mastering their thoughts. At the heart of Hill's philosophy lies a simple yet profound truth. All achievement begins with burning desire. Not mere wishing or hoping, but an obsessive, all-consuming desire that becomes the dominating thought in one's mind. Consider the story of Edwin C. Barnes, who arrived in Thomas Edison's laboratory with nothing but an overwhelming desire to become the inventor's business partner. He didn't wish for this opportunity, he demanded it of himself. Despite having no money, connections, or particular skills, Barnes' burning desire drove him to persist until he eventually became Edison's partner and made a fortune selling Edison's dictating machine. Desire is the starting point of all achievement, Hill writes. Not a hope, not a wish, but a keen, pulsating desire which transcends everything. This principle explains why two people can face identical circumstances yet achieve dramatically different results. When Barnes arrived at Edison's laboratory, he looked like just another drifter. What separated him was his mental approach. He saw himself as Edison's partner already, in his mind. This psychological certainty created a persistence that outlasted all obstacles. While desire is the starting point, it must be transformed into faith, the head chemist of the mind that gives thoughts their spiritual power. Hill defines faith as a state of mind which may be induced or created by affirmation or repeated instructions to the subconscious mind. This explains why merely wishing for wealth produces nothing, while absolutely believing in its attainment creates a mental state that attracts opportunities. Hill discovered that the subconscious mind must be convinced before any meaningful change can occur. It's not enough that your conscious mind believes you can succeed, your subconscious mind must know it. Faith is the eternal elixir which gives life, power, and action to the impulse of thought, Hill writes. Faith is the starting point of all accumulation of riches. Faith is the basis of all miracles and mysteries that cannot be analyzed by the rules of science. The relationship between faith and wealth creation becomes clear when we understand that thoughts are actual things, vibrations that translate into their physical equivalent. Thoughts charged with faith carry a higher frequency and create a stronger magnetic pull toward their realization. Hill provides a practical method for developing faith. Auto-suggestion. By repeating affirmations with emotional conviction, we can gradually convince our subconscious mind of their truth. The key is combining intellectual affirmations with emotional energy. Merely reciting words without feeling produces minimal results. Auto-suggestion involves communicating specific instructions to the subconscious through concentrated attention and repetition. It's essentially self-administered conditioning that bypasses the critical faculty of the conscious mind. your ability to use the principle of auto-suggestion will depend, very largely, upon your capacity to concentrate upon a given desire until that desire becomes a burning obsession, Hill explains. The process begins with writing down your specific financial goal on paper. Then, read this statement aloud morning and evening while visualizing yourself already in possession of the money. The key element that most people miss is emotion. You must feel the reality of what you're affirming. The subconscious mind serves as the connecting link between the finite mind of humans and infinite intelligence. It stores every sense impression, impulse, or thought that reaches the brain through any of the five senses or is created within the brain. You may voluntarily plant in your subconscious mind any plan, thought, or purpose which you desire to translate into its physical or monetary equivalent, Hill writes. The subconscious acts first on the dominating desires which have been mixed with emotional feeling, such as faith. The subconscious mind works day and night, never sleeps, and cannot be completely controlled. However, it can be voluntarily directed through the seven positive emotions: desire, faith, love, sex, enthusiasm, romance, and hope. Conversely, it can be negatively influenced by the seven negative emotions: fear, jealousy, hatred, revenge, greed, superstition, and anger. Many educated people struggle financially, while those with less formal education thrive. Hill explains this paradox by distinguishing between general knowledge and specialized knowledge applied toward specific goals. Knowledge is only potential power, Hill writes. It becomes power only when and if it is organized into definite plans of action and directed to a definite end. Henry Ford exemplified this principle. During a libel trial, attorneys tried to prove Ford was ignorant by asking him academic questions. Ford finally responded, "I could summon to my aid men who could answer any question I desire to ask concerning the business to which I am devoting most of my efforts. Why should I clutter up my mind with general knowledge when I have men around me who can supply any knowledge I require?" This reveals a crucial insight. Success doesn't require knowing everything, but rather knowing how to access and apply specific knowledge toward definite objectives. The ability to organize and direct knowledge is more valuable than the knowledge itself. Hill outlines three primary sources of specialized knowledge: 1. One's own experience and education. 2. Experience available through collaboration with others, the mastermind principle. 3. Colleges, universities, public libraries, and specialized training courses. The most practical knowledge often comes from experience rather than formal education. Hill cites numerous examples of individuals who achieved extraordinary success by acquiring specialized knowledge in their fields, then applying it through organized plans. Working hand in hand with specialized knowledge is imagination, which Hill identifies as the workshop where all plans are created. He distinguishes between two forms: synthetic imagination, which rearranges existing concepts into new combinations, and creative imagination, which connects with infinite intelligence to receive hunches and inspirations. Man can create anything which he can imagine, Hill declares. This statement might seem hyperbolic until we consider how every human achievement, from the light bulb to space travel, began as someone's imagination before becoming reality. The creative faculty becomes stronger through use. When stimulated by desire, imagination can transform abstract thoughts into concrete plans. It can visualize circumstances and conditions that don't yet exist. Hill shares the story of a struggling young author who imagined himself as a successful writer. He visualized his name on magazine covers and bestseller lists. Though initially far from reality, his persistent mental imagery eventually manifested as he became one of America's most successful writers. The imagination functions most powerfully when combined with strong emotion. Merely visualizing wealth produces minimal results. Visualizing with intense emotional conviction creates a magnetic force that attracts opportunities. No amount of desire, faith, or imagination creates wealth without organized planning and persistent action. Hill emphasizes that organized planning is the crystallization of desire into action. You have learned that everything man creates or acquires begins in the form of desire, Hill writes. Desire is taken on the first lap of its journey, from the abstract to the concrete, into the workshop of the imagination where plans for its transition are created and organized. Hill outlines a systematic approach to creating and executing plans. 1. Ally yourself with a group of people who can help you carry out your plan, a mastermind group. 2. Decide what benefits you can offer each member of your group in return for their cooperation. 3. Meet with your group at least twice weekly until you've perfected your plan. 4. Maintain perfect harmony between yourself and every member of your group. If your first plan fails, as most initial plans do, replace it immediately with a new one. Hill notes that temporary defeat is not permanent failure. Thomas Edison failed 10,000 times before perfecting the incandescent light bulb, viewing each unsuccessful attempt as simply discovering another way that wouldn't work. The ability to persist through failures distinguishes successful people. Henry Ford's success came not because he was smarter than others, but because he understood the value of organized planning and persistence. For those seeking employment, Hill provides specific guidance on marketing personal services effectively. 1. Do more than your job description requires. 2. Analyze your personality and ensure you're in a role that leverages your strengths. 3. Analyze your employer and understand what they truly value. 4. Apply the QQS formula, quality plus quantity plus spirit of cooperation. 5. Understand that your true employer is the public, not just your boss. Complementing organized planning is decisive action. Analysis of over 25,000 people who experienced failure revealed that indecision ranks among the major causes of failure. Successful people make decisions promptly and change them slowly, if at all. Unsuccessful people make decisions slowly and change them frequently. The world has the habit of making room for the man whose words and actions show that he knows where he is going, Hill writes. Indecision is a habit which usually begins in youth. The habit takes on permanency as the youth goes through graded school, high school, and even through college without definiteness of purpose. Henry Ford exemplified decisiveness, sometimes to the point of stubbornness. When he decided to produce his famous Model T, he announced, "We will build a motor car for the great multitude. It will be so low in price that no man making a good salary will be unable to own one." Despite advice to change the model as competitors introduced new features, Ford maintained his decision until the Model T had become the most famous and profitable car in the world. Persistence is the sustained effort required to translate desire into its monetary equivalent. Hill describes it as the power to hold on in spite of everything, to endure. This is the winner's quality. Lack of persistence is one of the major causes of failure, Hill writes. Moreover, experience with thousands of people has proved that lack of persistence is a weakness common to the majority of men. Most people give up at the first sign of opposition or misfortune. A small minority persists until they achieve their goal, regardless of how long it takes or what obstacles arise. This difference in attitude largely determines who succeeds and who fails. Hill identifies 4 steps to develop persistence. 1. A definite purpose backed by burning desire. 2. A definite plan expressed in continuous action. 3. A mind closed against all negative influences. 4. A friendly alliance with those who will encourage persistence. Persistence is largely a matter of willpower and desire. Weak desires bring weak results, just as a small fire creates little heat. If you find yourself lacking in persistence, it's because your desire is not strong enough. A few people are born with persistence, but most must cultivate it. Hill shares the story of Fanny Hurst, who received 36 rejection slips before selling her first short story. She persisted for 4 years, facing constant rejection, before finally breaking through. Once established, she became one of America's most successful writers. Another example is Kate Smith, who began singing in nightclubs but remained undiscovered for years. Rather than quitting, she persisted until Broadway finally recognized her talent. Her persistence transformed her from an unknown performer into one of the highest-paid radio stars of her time. Amplifying the power of persistence is the mastermind principle, the coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. This principle explains why virtually all great fortunes have been created through the combined efforts of multiple minds working in harmony. No individual possesses sufficient knowledge, experience, or capital to achieve extraordinary success alone. The mastermind operates on two levels. One, economic. By surrounding yourself with those who possess knowledge and experience you lack, you create a team whose combined abilities far exceed what any individual could achieve. 2. Psychic. When minds unite in harmony, they create a third mind that each participant can access. This explains why people sometimes experience enhanced creativity and insight when collaborating with others. Andrew Carnegie attributed his entire fortune to the power he accumulated through his mastermind group of approximately 50 men. He stated that this mastermind principle was the foundation of his success. Perhaps the most controversial chapter in Hill's work addresses what he calls sex transmutation, the switching of the mind from thoughts of physical expression to thoughts of another nature. Hill identifies sexual energy as the most powerful of human desires and explains how it can be channeled toward creative achievement. The emotion of sex contains the secret of creative ability, Hill writes. Destroy the sex glands, whether in man or beast, and you have removed the major source of action. Hill's research revealed that nearly all men who achieve outstanding success possess highly developed sex natures. The key difference is that successful individuals learn to transmute this energy rather than dissipating it solely through physical expression. When harnessed and redirected, sexual energy stimulates imagination, courage, willpower, persistence, and creative ability. This explains why many people suddenly become more creative and productive after falling in love. The emotion of love, combined with sexual energy, creates a state of mind conducive to genius-level thinking. Hill identifies 10 mind stimuli, with sex at the top of the list as the most powerful. Others include love, burning desire for fame or fortune, music, friendship, and mutual suffering. He notes that most people never learn that sexual energy has other potential uses beyond physical expression. For practical application, Hill suggests: 1. Recognize that sexual energy can be transmuted into creative power. 2. Select a definite purpose that requires creative thinking. 3. Channel emotional energy toward that purpose through concentration. 4. Develop self-discipline to control this powerful force rather than being controlled by it. Hill describes the brain as a receiving set for thoughts released by other brains and a broadcasting station for our own thoughts. This concept anticipated modern neuroscience discoveries about brain waves and electromagnetic fields. Through the medium of the ether, in a fashion similar to that employed by the radio broadcasting principle, every human brain is capable of picking up vibrations of thought which are being released by other brains, Hill writes. The creative imagination serves as the receiving set of the brain, picking up thoughts, ideas, and hunches from other minds. This faculty functions only when the conscious mind is operating at an exceptionally high vibration rate, such as when stimulated by positive emotions. Hill suggests that when the brain is vibrating at a rapid rate, it becomes more receptive to thoughts floating in the ether. This explains phenomena like mental telepathy and instances when people get the same idea simultaneously despite being physically separated. The final principle in Hill's philosophy is what he terms the sixth sense, direct access to infinite intelligence. He describes it as that portion of the subconscious mind which has been referred to as the creative imagination, through which hunches and inspirations are received. The sixth sense defies description, Hill writes. It cannot be described to a person who has not mastered the other principles of this philosophy, because such a person has no knowledge and no experience with which the sixth sense may be compared. Hill explains that understanding of the sixth sense comes only after mastering the previous 12 principles. It represents the point where the finite human mind meets infinite intelligence, what some might call divine guidance or spiritual insight. For his own development, Hill created an imaginary cabinet of invisible counselors composed of 9 men he admired: Emerson, Paine, Edison, Darwin, Lincoln, Burbank, Napoleon, Ford, and Carnegie. Each night before sleep, he would conduct imaginary meetings with these figures, discussing his problems and seeking their guidance. Though acknowledging these meetings were purely imaginary, Hill found that each counselor developed distinct characteristics and provided unique perspectives. This exercise stimulated his creative imagination and connected him with insights beyond his conscious knowledge. The sixth sense operates most effectively during moments of mental stress or emergency, when the conscious mind is temporarily subdued. It also becomes more accessible with age and experience, which explains why wisdom often comes with maturity. Before concluding his masterwork, Hill addresses the major obstacles that prevent people from applying his principles successfully, the 6 basic fears that paralyze potential achievement. Before you can put any portion of this philosophy into successful use, your mind must be prepared to receive it, Hill writes. The preparation is not difficult. It begins with study, analysis, and understanding of 3 enemies which you shall have to clear out: indecision, doubt, and fear. Hill identifies 6 basic fears that afflict humanity. 1. The fear of poverty, the most destructive fear, leading people to accept whatever they can get rather than demanding what they desire. This fear paralyzes the faculty of reason, destroys imagination, kills self-reliance, and invites failure in countless forms. 2. The fear of criticism. This prevents people from expressing their true thoughts and pursuing their dreams. It leads to conformity, mediocrity, and unfulfilled potential. 3. The fear of ill health. Often stemming from negative suggestions and hypochondria, this fear can actually manifest physical symptoms through the mind-body connection. 4. The fear of loss of love. This causes jealousy and suspicious behavior that often creates the very loss one fears. 5. The fear of old age, leading people to think of themselves as slipping and losing value, when in fact the most productive years are often between 40 and 60. 6. The fear of death, the most cruel of all fears, often stemming from religious misunderstandings about the afterlife. Hill explains that these fears are nothing more than states of mind and can be mastered through conscious decision. Man can create nothing which he does not first conceive in the form of an impulse of thought, Hill writes. Following this statement comes another of still greater importance. Thoughts which are mixed with any of the feelings or emotions constitute a magnetic force which attracts other similar or related thoughts. While Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich forms the cornerstone of the Prosperity Bible, the collection includes several other influential works that expand and reinforce its principles. Wallace D. Wattles' The Science of Getting Rich emphasizes that wealth creation follows precise scientific laws. There is a thinking stuff from which all things are made, Wallace writes, and which, in its original state, permeates, penetrates, and fills the interspaces of the universe. By impressing our thoughts upon this formless substance, we can cause the things we think about to be created. Charles F. Hanel's The Master Key System provides detailed weekly exercises for developing mental power. Originally published as a correspondence course, it offers practical techniques for concentration, visualization, and thought control. Florence Scovel Shin's The Game of Life and How to Play It approaches prosperity from a more spiritual perspective, explaining how divine law operates in human affairs. The game of life is a game of boomerangs, she writes. Man's thoughts, deeds, and words return to him sooner or later with astounding accuracy. Together, these works provide a comprehensive approach to prosperity, mental, and practical dimensions. They share several common themes. 1. Thoughts are creative forces that shape external reality. 2. Prosperity begins with a clear mental image of what one desires. 3. Faith or belief must accompany desire for manifestation to occur. 4. Action must follow thought, but inspired action rather than mere busy work. 5. The universe contains unlimited abundance accessible to those who understand its laws. The enduring popularity of these works, many written over a century ago, testifies to their practical value. While economic systems and technologies have changed dramatically, the fundamental principles of human achievement remain constant. To apply Hill's principles effectively, begin with his specific formula for turning desire into wealth. 1. Fix in your mind the exact amount of money you desire. Be definite as to the amount. 2. Determine exactly what you intend to give in return for the money you desire. There is no such reality as something for nothing. 3. Establish a definite date when you intend to possess the money you desire. 4. Create a definite plan for carrying out your desire and begin at once, whether you are ready or not, to put this plan into action. 5. Write out a clear, concise statement of the amount of money you intend to acquire, name the time limit for its acquisition, state what you intend to give in return for the money, and describe clearly the plan through which you intend to accumulate it. 6. Read your written statement aloud, twice daily, once just before retiring at night, and once after arising in the morning. As you read, see and feel and believe yourself already in possession of the money. This six-step process activates multiple principles simultaneously: desire, faith, autosuggestion, specialized knowledge, imagination, and organized planning. The key is applying all steps consistently rather than selectively implementing those that seem easiest. Hill emphasizes that this formula must be followed precisely, with no substitutions or eliminations. Each step serves a specific purpose in programming both the conscious and subconscious mind for wealth creation. Many people fail because they attempt to skip steps or modify the process. For example, they might have a vague desire for more money rather than a specific amount, step one, or they might create a plan but never write it down and read it aloud with emotional conviction, steps 5 to 6. The formula's power lies in its comprehensiveness. It engages multiple mental faculties simultaneously, creating a unified direction for all mental and physical energy. When applied correctly, it creates what Hill calls a money consciousness, a state of mind that naturally attracts wealth-building opportunities. The principles outlined in the Prosperity Bible have influenced generations of successful individuals across diverse fields. From business titans to artists, from political leaders to scientists, countless people have attributed their achievements to applying these mental laws. What makes these teachings particularly valuable is their universality. Unlike strategies that work only in specific markets or time periods, the principles of mental creation apply regardless of economic conditions, technological changes, or cultural shifts. The core message that wealth begins with thought remains as relevant today as when these works were written. In fact, modern neuroscience and psychology have validated many of the intuitive insights these authors presented decades ago. Concepts like neuroplasticity, visualization techniques, and the impact of belief on performance now have scientific backing that these pioneers lacked. Perhaps most importantly, these teachings offer hope. They assert that regardless of current circumstances, background, or past failures, anyone can create prosperity through proper application of mental laws. This democratization of success stands in stark contrast to deterministic views that limit potential based on external factors. As you apply these principles in your own life, remember Hill's crucial insight: whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. The journey begins not with external resources, but with the quality of your thoughts. Master your mind, and you master your destiny. The principles in the Prosperity Bible aren't merely theoretical. They've been tested and proven by millions of practitioners over nearly a century. Their enduring popularity stems not from clever marketing, but from consistent results when properly applied. In a world of constant change and uncertainty, these fundamental laws of mental creation provide a reliable foundation for building lasting prosperity.